make learning camping a bit easier. Or bug repellent? Narrated books, the handy dandy saw, and cut-proof gloves. Above all, camping is the best introduction to hiking. And you are of nature. You are not a city slicker. You simply grew up in a city and learned to ignore all the problems. Having said that, never force or bait anyone into any kind of adventure. People go when they are ready to go, or never. To be safe, never camp where a flash flood may occur. Camp away from old trees, whether it's windy or not, they are called widow makers for a reason. And camp away from fire, food, and away from areas that are frequently visited by weekend warriors, as that is where trash pandas get their snacks from. Please know that all trouble will pass, like it always did since ancient times, wherever you are staying. And when you hear the call of nature, when forests and wilderness touch you, go for it. Go forward. Just visit cities to get new narrated books, but keep going forward. Go into the nature to cross all the trails and earn your triple crown. And whatever your life was before, never go back. Never go back. Never. For those of you that don't know, the Triple Crown is walking the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. Bring bug repellent, especially repellent sticks. They look like thick incense and work really well. Consider a cowboy hat, sunscreen, and aloe as well. This is just for the initial phase. Later on, you'll find your own way to avoid bugs. Though keep the cowboy hat. If anything, give it a name. Always remember to bring narrated books along, especially adventure books, both old like Robinson Crusoe and the modern ones. They will help you laugh and cry, and live and love and feel. Narrated books are the heart of early adventures. They represent your intellectual inheritance. Bring a saw, a cheap, mean, sharp, hard, hardware saw that won't fit anywhere and frankly will be too heavy to drag along. Dry wood is pretty tough to be splitting with a knife, and green wood is always to be protected and at all cost. The axe is far too heavy and far too dangerous, and wood for battening is not always there. Rather than pecking at a fallen tree with a knife, with a saw, you will be able to quickly split it in little chunks. One of the most important items are cut-proof gloves. Our hands are far too delicate and far too easily hurt. Please take good care of them. A deep enough cut will end your adventure with worry and ache. Get yourself some expensive cut-proof gloves and always keep them on you. Lastly, there is a technology gadget, a satellite messenger. Now, this is probably for the more advanced adventure. This is a device that operates away from cell towers. It can help you stay in touch, or perhaps call for help and prevent scary situations from becoming worse. You know, you have to be mindful that sometimes, after walking for a long time, we get kind of tired, a little confused. We get overheated, dehydrated, and start making simple mistakes that ordinarily we would never make. So staying in contact is important, even when hiking as a group. Please, if at all possible, do not go alone. Nature is meant to be a happy place, and you ought to never worry about your well-being. Remember, you are a creature of the stars. You are an animal, an ape, first. You don't go into the woods. You are going back, because you are from the woods. The city is dirty, dusty, full of pollution, microplastics, and contaminated water. Here you have toilets that don't have lids even if you tried to close them before flushing, and hand blowers that frankly just spread bacteria. At least in the woods, you don't have to go next to a toxic, rancid person. The worst thing that will happen is traumatizing some hard-working ants, albeit very badly.